two environmental watchdogs filed a complaint to the Advisory Council on Historic Preservation late last month. The complaint, filed by Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility, or PEER, and Dunes Action, states that the Indiana Department of Natural Resources and the Natural Park Service are approving inappropriate modifications to the Pavilion Pier in the Indiana Dunes State Park. The proposed remodel of the historic pier would include terraces, balconies, and a rooftop bar added to the Indiana Dunes State Park Pavilion. Senior counsel for PEER, Paula Dinnerstein, says appropriate steps are not being followed by the DNR and National Park Service.
Our organization, PEER, which is Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility, we work with current and former employees of the government, federal, state, and even local, who have environmental concerns about things that are going on in their jobs or in programs they formerly worked in, and we try to help them expose and address these issues. And in this case, we were contacted by a former employee of the National Park Service.
Norm Helmers is a retired former National Park Service employee. Helmers had a 32-year career with the National Park Service, but is now part of Dunes Action.
September 28th, the Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility and our organization, Dunes Action, submitted a letter to the Advisory Council on Historic Preservation in Washington, D.C., saying that the project has not received what is called a Section 106 approval.
Section 106 is a section of the National Historic Preservation Act. It states that certain requirements must be met when dealing with buildings that meet historical preservation standards, like the Dunes State Park Pavilion. Dunes Action and PEER sent letters to the National Advisory Council on Historic Preservation and the Indiana Historic Preservation State Officer, hoping they will call for a Section 106 review. Helmer says the Dunes Action letters asks the Advisory Council for Historic Preservation to stop the modifications to the Dunes State Park Pavilion. Controversy over additional plans for further development and renovations to pavilion, including a banquet hall and a conference center, garnered over 10,000 signatures against the proposed redevelopment. Dinnerstein says she has concerns about the pavilion's redevelopment.
There is this proposal to renovate the old historic pavilion there and build a new conference and wedding center next to it. And the reason that the National Park Service is involved in this is that this park, which is a state park, has gotten grants from the Land and Water Conservation Fund, which is a federal program to support outdoor recreation in state parks.
Dinnerstein says the grants obtained to develop the project went through the Federal Land and Water Conservation Fund, which requires certain environmental preservation measures to be in place in order to proceed with development.
Once you get a grant from that program, and this park has gotten several grants from that program, you are required to keep that park and that land for outdoor recreation purposes. You can't just turn it into a hotel or something that does not serve the outdoor recreating public. Unless they purchase equivalent land that has equivalent value for outdoor recreation somewhere else to replace the land that is converted out of outdoor recreation.
PEER and Dune Action say these environmental protections are not being met. Both groups are asking for the project to be halted or for the DNR to designate additional recreational land elsewhere.
We have been asking all along for the National Park Service to intervene and say you cannot do this unless you go through this, what they call conversion process, where when you're developing something that is not directed at the outdoor recreating public, and you have to buy replacement land or not do it.
Both PEER and Dunes Action agree that the pavilion needs to be renovated, but fail to see eye to eye with the Department of Natural Resources. According to Helmer, Dunes Action wants the pavilion renovated in a manner consistent to the preservation of the historical structure.
As a matter of fact, Dan Bortner of the Indiana DNR has said that the DNR wants to bring it back to its original condition, and we are fully in favor of that, both of the exterior and the interior. It's a beautiful building, and it can once again serve the public. Sadly, the Indiana DNR has neglected this building, and it needs to get itself in gear to do this project properly.
Helmer says Dune Action did not have problems with the proposed uses of the pavilion, but says physical additions could alter the building's footprint. Homer says the proposed expansions to the Dunes State Park Pavilion could amount to a potential violation to the National Historic Preservation Act. Dinnerstein says the renovations and expansion could change the character of the pavilion.
The renovation of the old pavilion is adding what they call a fine dining restaurant and a rooftop bar. And there's, you know, also this proposal for this adjoining whole new conference center. And these are really not intended to serve the outdoor recreating public that's come to, you know, hike and go to the beach and so forth. They're intended to make money for the private developer that is doing this under a lease with the state park.
Both the Dunes Action and Pierce say the 90-year-old pavilion is technically eligible for the National Register for Historic Places unless the proposed changes to the footprint of the structure is approved. According to Dinnerstein, the DNR is putting in a bar, additional balconies, a dining terrace, and an elevator up to the roof, which she says would disrupt an old observation area for the public. In a press release, Dunes Action states, quote, "The National Park admitted it had not seen any documentation about planned uses for the pavilion, but appears to have given its sign-off for the pavilion reconstruction," unquote. Dinnerstein says the renovations would turn the pavilion into a commercial facility that will preclude the function that it used to serve.
At one public meeting a couple of years ago, John Davis, deputy director of the Indiana DNR, literally said, when he was asked why there was no public input prior to there being a lease between the DNR and the developer, what John said was, if we had opened this up to the public, we never would have gotten to where we want to be.
Dinnerstein says Pierre received a letter from the Advisory Council on Historical Preservation that the council is going along with the DNR and the historic preservation law does not apply to the pavilion. According to the complaint filed by Pierre, quote, "The National Park Service admitted in its August 9th letter to Pierre that Section 106 will be triggered when the proposal for the second phase of this project, an adjoining conference/banquet center, proceeds," unquote. Homer says the public is only now learning about the Dunes Pavilion plans because the plans were never released to the public. He says he only knows about the plans from a public records request.
This information was provided to the Advisory Council on Historic Preservation, and we believe that they have reached an incorrect decision based on incomplete and false information.
Helmer says the DNR did not ask for public input for fear of public backlash over the leasing of the pavilion to private operators in a historic building in an ecologically sensitive area. He says the law requires public input and that the DNR has so far failed to meet those requirements.
The Park Service informed us that they are taking the position that this new conference center will require the conversion, but they gave the go-ahead to work on the old pavilion. They said, this is not a conversion. We don't have to give any further approvals for this to go forward. And so we wrote a complaint to the Advisory Commission on Historic Preservation and said that they have failed to do what is required under historic preservation law, which is to consult with the Advisory Council on Historic Preservation.
Helmer says in a letter sent to Dunes Action stated that the National Advisory Council on Historic Preservation spoke with the DNR officials and were told that the project, quote, "would not alter the character-defining elements significant to this historic pavilion with the exception of replacement windows and an entry canopy," unquote. Homer believes the Council on Historic Preservation has been lied to and provided incomplete information since the DNR made no mention of plans to expand the building. He believes proposed alterations would change the building significantly and that the response from the Council on Historic Preservation has been unsatisfactory. Dunes Action and Pierre plan on resubmitting their complaints. Renovations to the pavilion continue. With WFHB, I'm Alex Davis.